3H. Exercise 4, page 38. 1.
The work is so rewarding, and the centre does so much to help those in our community. I was surprised when I first came and they asked me to help the disabled learn computer skills. Then I helped out in the children's programme. The sports and art classes offered are really great for kids. Recently, I have been working with seniors and I really enjoy it. We play board games together, and I also like reading to them. I'm glad I got involved.
2.
This weekend, make sure you head down to Chesterfields for the Sunshine Festival. It's all for a great cause, the River Conservation Project. After a delicious pancake breakfast, everyone is invited to play football in the Sunshine Cup. After enjoying lunch at the various food stands, take in the displays about the river ecosystem and how to protect it. Finally, finish the day off with a dance party and listen to some great bands. What a great way to spend the weekend!
3.
What a day! I was so excited to ski in the race and help out such a good cause. I was, however, a bit let down that more people didn't show up to support the event. In the end, it didn't matter though, as we had a really fun time in the snow. When I crossed the finish line, I was so pleased with myself for getting involved in such a great day.
4.
You picked a rather unusual topic for your first independent film. Why?
I know, it's a heavy subject, children living on the street. There are some great charities doing some great work to help these kids. I wanted to create awareness about this serious problem, and hopefully more people will get involved.
You really touch on the lives of these kids.
Yes, I owe a lot to my film school and what I learned there. I wanted my first film not to be about making money, but to bring an important message to the public.
5.
It's embarrassing sometimes. People just ignore me, as if I'm not there. Or they stare at me. I don't know which is worse. Just because I can't walk well doesn't mean I can't work. All my friends have jobs, and I hate staying at home doing nothing. I'm lucky I have my parents, otherwise I would be on the streets.
6.
I'm telling you, Paul, it's only going to get worse. We all have to do our part. You'll really regret it if you don't come. People are bringing their electronic waste and recyclable rubbish to the park tomorrow. I'll be there early and can show you what to do and how to separate the items. I'm counting on you. So, what do you say?
7.
Although illiteracy rates have declined significantly over the past 35 years, it is important to note many countries still have high rates. I'm pleased to say there are many excellent programs in effect that are trying to combat illiteracy and look into the causes of it. This said and done, I can't emphasize enough the effect illiteracy has on the economic status of an individual, with illiterate people generally having a low economic status. Its importance cannot be underestimated.
8.
It's unbelievable how many animals we are able to help, considering the lack of space and food we have to take care of them. Thankfully, we have enough people who care and help out. Otherwise, it would be impossible to help all the animals we do. Now, if only we could raise more funds to improve the shelter.